Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right.
No good, Tyler.
Mortgages done the right way.
I mean, that really is incredible. Such a good question and answer.
It is spring buying season. Our friends at Mortgage Right here to help. They were veteran founded here in Birmingham, offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans has not changed. Before you take the next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with our friends at Mortgage Right. No cost or obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more information by going to their website at MortgageRight.com. Call their Birmingham office today, 205-970-200, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Now, Kanye's a little crazy, right?
Yes.
He seems to be.
Now, there was a moment I thought he wanted to be like a pastor, minister.
He had his Christian, I mean, well, actually,
he did an album, yeah.
All right, Jesus Walks is a great song.
He did a gospel album. He appeared, do you know Scott Dawson? I don't know if you know Scott.
No.
I know Jim does. Scott Dawson is a local evangelist, does a lot of student conferences, and is a good friend of mine. And he appeared at one of Scott's student conferences and spoke to the kids.
The reason I bring this
or
up.
Or sang, I don't know if he sang or spoke.
Is Kanye probably, you know, fluctuates a little bit.
In his weight?
He's on the other, he's on the other side of this. Now, Kanye West has his sights set on a new business venture. And it's all about people having sex on camera. A rep for Yeezy tells TMZ he's been kicking around the idea of launching his own porn studio and brand for a while.
So he's going from gospel album to porn studio.
And now we're told
somewhere before, middle, and after that batshit crazy.
He seems dead set on doing it. In advanced talks to actually get something up and running. They were told that Kanye has been talking about building an entire Yeezy porn studio.
I hate to tell him this. Putting porn on the internet apparently isn't hard. He doesn't have to have a massive flowchart.
This has been done. Yeah.
Look,
okay.
The
business plan's out there.
Hey, look, to each their own. He's a capitalist, whatever, but he's got so much money. I don't know why he would want to take his brand down this road.
Okay, very quickly. Scott Dawson's Evangelistic Association has reached out to me. I'm being genuine here. He did not preach. He just sang as part of a choir.
Okay. I thought he was pursuing something like that.
It seemed like he was there for a minute.
He also wanted to be the president.
Yeah,
right?
I believe that time has passed.
He
was touring with a gospel choir. Sunday Service.
Sunday Service.
My sister went to a youth group thing that had him there.
Okay, I bet it's the same one I'm talking about.
It probably is.
That's on me.
The quickest statement ever released by a company ever.
That is on me. Appreciate the good people at the Scott Dawson Evangelistic Association listening to our show. Yeah. I appreciate it. My bad on that.
I am guessing.
I have corrected it.
Yeah. That is Exxon releasing a statement, and the captain is still sipping coffee. Nothing's happened on the deck yet.
My bad.
No.
My bad.
Yeah, that's Kirk Cousins getting the call when the clock's going.
Yes. I mean, could not have been quicker, by the way.
Those boots he's wearing probably, I'm going to say, $3,500. I was going to go
5,000.
Oh, they look like what you put on to do pressure washing. Are those real boots?
I would wear those before I would wear open toe out in public.
Okay. Yeah. You'd look like an idiot either way, but all right.
I can't see the logo, but it looks like they might be off-white, so probably around $2,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that looks like what Gene Simmons had to wear on his Kiss outfit when it was wet outside.
Yeah.
Oh, a rain show? Okay.
Okay.
I
got the boots for that.
It's coming up on wedding season. People reveal their unpopular wedding opinions. Here's one. Speeches should be more like toast, 60 seconds or less, done by three people or less. At the actual wedding, I don't like the toast. Like the rehearsal dinner, I'm prepared for it.
That's right. Because that's everyone who's in the family or in the party. It's not the masses.
And they deserve to be able to speak.
I think
the bride and the groom, it's all about them. And they want to hear their friends and family talk about them.
Yep.
Here's another one. Wedding favors, a.k.a. fancy garbage.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, I haven't gone to a lot of, look, I'm from Calhoun County. There weren't a ton of wedding favors, but yeah, I've never really gotten one that I thought, oh, that's useful.
Yeah. Another one. I don't care if guests of my wedding wear outfits that have white in it unless you're showing up in a 100% white hall gown. Your floral midi dress is fine.
Yeah, but
I think you stay away from white.
Never wear white to a wedding, right?
Shouldn't wear white to a wedding, but there are times that the girls who are showing up to the wedding, the non-bridesmaids, they put on the nines, man. They look better than the bride sometimes.
Apparently, these are unpopular wedding opinions. This one says, the rhymes on wedding signage kill me. They go on to give some examples. No need to pick a side. You'll all be loved by the groom and bride.
Yeah.
Another one, a little treat for your dancing feet. Take some shoes and bust a move.
So they're giving out really good sneakers at that point?
They're trying to give out rhymes. Here's another one. If you want your bridesmaids to wear a particular outfit, you should buy it for them.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
I always thought that was the case.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It just feels like, you know, I ask a bridesmaid to be in a wedding, then she's got to spend $1,000 to do it. I've never really understood that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's your wedding. You ought to pay for it.
But like the bridesmaid trip that they go on, it seems like now everybody's got matching swimwear and everything and stuff. So
bathrobes.
It just
gets
so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens for groomsmen, too, though.
They would have matching swimwear?
No, I'm just talking about...
if I see groomsmen with matching swimwear.
Like, I was in a wedding where we all had to get the same suit.
Yeah.
You were in a wedding where you had to wear a bolo.
I was in a wedding where you had to wear a bolo. But I'm talking about if you go out and you have to get a suit, that gets expensive.
It
Dude,
does.
And back to the wedding gift thing. As a groomsman one time, I got a flask that is still my go-to flask.
How often do you use a flask?
Not very often, but when I do, it's that one I got in 1998.
Because it seems like I used to use a flask a lot more. And I haven't used a flask in years and years and years.
Yeah.
So I wonder who uses flask anymore. Is that kind of like dated out?
Well, I mean, the only people I knew that honestly used them were like fraternity brothers at a SEC game.
Yeah, but you know where I use it now?
Or on the golf course? Your
where
birdie
I
juice?
See him use his birdie juice on the golf course, and I need to start packing my own birdie juice.
Oh, you're making some birdies, are you?
Yeah. No, I mean, you make sure the group has it.
Maybe I've just gotten lazier. I just take miniatures. Like, if I'm going to a game, I'll just take the miniature.
We didn't have miniatures.
If I'm going
in
to
the
a
90s.
Movie, I'll just take the miniature.
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Oh, boy, you guys are going to be disappointed by this. First ever sex festival has been canceled over fears that performers would be stabbed
to death.
Does
Kanye know this?
I don't think so, but a sex festival billed as the first and largest in South Korea has been canceled after a public outcry saw venues pull out and performers quit, fearing they might be attacked or even stabbed if they attended. Thousands of fans were expected to flock to see their favorite Japanese porn stars at last weekend's KXF, the fashion event, but it was called off just 24 hours before it was to begin. South Korea is known for having a conservative approach to adult entertainment, with strip clothes, strip shows and public nudity illegal, as well as the sale and distribution of hardcore porn. Local authorities slammed the proposed event as, quote, morally harmful, with organizers forced to search for new venues as they struggled to get permission, losing tens of thousands in revenue as they had to cancel the tickets.
My only takeaway from this is it's being hidden by the ticker. Those are some comfortable-looking shoes. Can you shift it up just
Wait,
a little bit
coarser?
Wait,
are those not like Croc clogs?
I mean, they look very cushy and comfortable.
There you go. Good job, Tyler. Yeah,
those are comfortable-looking shoes.
My takeaway was all the men in audience there holding up their phones, making photos. A little, it's a little creepy.
Yep. It looks like, I guess, from we're on this side, from the other side, is probably moon over Seoul.
You know what you don't want to do if you're one of those girls? A stage dive right now.
Yeah, probably not. No, probably don't make it back to the stage, do you, Lance?
Not at all. Here are historical figures who lived a lot longer than you thought.
Okay. All right.
These are pretty crazy. Pablo Picasso.
Yeah, Picasso made it to 1970 something.
Yeah, he was a painter.
He was alive when The Godfather came out in 72. I remember watching Ripley, the new series on Netflix. Really good, by the way.
Yeah.
But Picasso paintings were all over, and he was yet to be established.
Yeah. And see, I was blown away the first time I ever saw that Picasso died in the 70s. I was
because you think of him like in the 1500s or something like that. Yeah.
Here's one that's going to blow you away.
Didn't do much for me, Picasso.
Wyatt Earp was alive when the first Mickey Mouse cartoon premiered in 1928.
Wyatt Earp made it to like 28.
See, 28. I viewed Wyatt Earp in the mid-1800s.
I pictured him dying in his 20s.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought he made it to the 20th century.
Yep.
Shirley Temple, how about this? Alive when Rick and Morty premiered in 2014.
Oh, wow.
She lived that long.
People were ordering Shirley Temples like 20 years before she died.
Now, did she die with a lot of money? Or because kid actors back then, that was a different world.
I can't imagine.
She got all the residuals on Shirley Temples.
She did not. She did not. What was the name of her
trademark
song? What was her trademark song?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know a whole lot about it.
Something about lollipops.
I bet she had some difficult parents. What do you think?
No, I'm going to check her net worth. I want to know what she had when she died.
I bet they stole her money.
Here's another one.
$34 million.
She earned
$3 million as a child actor. And think about that now.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's adjusted for inflation.
That would have been in the 50s.
That's probably $30 million now.
Yeah.
Bob Hope, alive when the first American Idol was crowned back in 2002, which was Kelly Clarkson, who was in Four Downs this week.
Wow, look at Bob. Likes her, man. Look at getting the little Kelly.
But you know, this is...
And there's a little...
Justin Guarini?
Yeah, he's the little Dr. Pepper guy.
Little Sweet.
Oh, is that Little Sweet?
Oh, is that Little Sweet?
Same guy?
Yeah.
Hey, wow. So...
different. They left that stage that night and went in different directions, didn't they?
You know, when we were in L.A. for the... when we were in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl, we got on Bob Hope Boulevard or whatever in Burbank, and E.G. didn't know who he was.
Didn't know who Bob Hope was?
Yeah. We're like, we're on Bob Hope Boulevard. Who's Bob Hope?
Well, finally! I mean,
for me, he was the guy that entertained our troops during Vietnam.
And
did the college football.
The All-American team.
All-American team.
That preseason All-American. They would do like a 30-minute special, wouldn't they?
And then golf.
Once a year, we'd come to Birmingham and play a Monday tournament with Charlie Boswell.
Yeah. And I remember the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, too. That was, early season event on the PGA Tour.
Finally, it's hard to believe, too. Lucille Ball was still alive when Tim Burton's first Batman came out in 1989.
Wow.
And she was a big-time smoker, too.
She was, but she was also, 1989?
89.
She was an executive that people respected in Hollywood for a long time.
Well, that was the game changer, wasn't her and Desi Arnaz when they were married.
Yeah. That was a good movie, by the way.
It was very good. The one where...
Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, fantastic.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I am Batman. Yeah. That is Trash Today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
If you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home-buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process so easy. And speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right, one-stop shop for you. Visit them online, MortgageRight.com. Call the Birmingham office, 205-900-7200, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.